Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you're listening to us live Central Time, you are coming up in about 15 minutes on the most stressful time of the day, 8:15. For us, it'll be dick joke, fart joke, what we talk about now. That's pretty stressful for us about 8:15 every
day.
But apparently 8:15 for everybody's day is the most stressful time. Is that people just getting to work?
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah,
this hassles. It's right away, just bang, bang, bang. You're moving around the house,
the
whatever.
The whole day's in front of you.
It was a study done in Britain.
those 8-hour days at work, what are those about?
And you nailed a lot of this. The prospect of the work day ahead, right. Struggling to leave the house on time and oversleeping,
right.
Getting everybody dressed and out the house if there's kids, you know. But they said 8:15 is the crunch point when life feels particularly tough.
Yeah.
Your crunch point may vary.
Yeah.
Well, ours does. Because we're just here telling dick jokes at 8:15.
It's halftime.
Monday through Friday, man.
Stress of the school run.
It's after halftime, Todd. Yeah.
Losing your house keys, figuring out what to wear, dealing with the unpredictability of kids' emotions in the morning.
Oh, none of us.
Feeding and dressing them, making packed lunches, whatever. Mornings are stressful.
Man, I got out of all those because I was at work when kids were getting up for school.
Yep. I never did a first day of school.
I was there sometimes with days off, but I mean, in general, I was never there, so that was good for her, you know.
So I never posed
good for her.
With one of my kids on social media on the first day of school. What kind of a dad am I?
Yeah.
Was there social media when your kids had first days of school?
No, there wasn't, Todd.
No.
I just started doing the math in my head.
Or you would have been in one of those photos.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah. Maybe a first day of junior year of college.
No.
But I didn't take her to the first day of junior year of college.
Why is your old man your dorm, you know?
First day of Ged State for Ryan.
Exactly. But
they said half of the 2,000 people polled in this claimed there's never enough time in the day to get things done and said they're often overwhelmed.
8:15. Right.
Well, and shocking, you know, what they say to help about this stuff is plan ahead the night before.
Oh, my God. Saying that's easy. But a lot of times... I've noticed this, even with us, because we actually like our gig, but if I start really writing stuff down the night before, I feel like I'm already at work. All I do is take photos of my phone of stuff I want to talk about, and in the morning, I kind of put it together in some thought patterns, but I know when people have jobs they hate, the night before, the last thing I want to think about is work.
But especially
a Sunday night.
They're talking about, like, pick out your clothes for tomorrow.
Oh, I got it. Your grandma's got it.
Pack your lunch. If there's lunches that need to be packed, do that the night before. Yeah. You know, get them all, you know, so it's one less stressful thing you have to do in the morning.
Yeah.
But I can't let the dogs out the night before because that's not the same. They need to go out again in the morning.
Well, yeah. Some things have to be done in the morning, but if they don't have to be done in the morning, maybe think about it. Because like, I'll do that. I get my clothes and because I don't.
My clothes.
Yeah.
Well, so the black t-shirt and your sweatpants,
or
right?
Or better yet, just get yourself a job that you got to be at 5 in the morning and you will get out of a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, you will. Now,
you're right.
Yeah,
you
my
will.
Responsibility list is I get dressed, brush.
If you go to work
before
everybody's awake, yeah. Then you're fine. You're right.
Then let the dogs out and then let the dogs back in and then go to work. That's pretty much, it takes me about 10 minutes.
Nick, before you start doing this, Nick, you're probably around the house in the morning before you went to work, right?
Yeah, I was. I was at the best at waking up real early.
to help around the house.
What time did you have to be at the cubicle?
Yeah.
Oh,
was that 9?
10 sometimes.
Oh, geez.
9,
okay.
10.
So you got to sleep.
I needed to be there usually about 7 minutes before I got there.
Yeah, but you were probably asked to do a lot of stuff for the kids previous to that. So what time did you actually get up?
Some, not really.
he was more of a hindrance in that area.
Yeah, I wasn't the best.
You're in the way.
And my wife, for a long time, my wife would she'd do like in-home daycare.
Oh, got it. Like, also, where the kids
she'd
are already.
Be up, or I'd wake up to try to just like drive somebody to school.
Were you walking down the hallway in your underwear and some kid you didn't know walk around the corner? That'd be kind of weird.
I'd put pants on.
Okay. That'd be my problem. I would have my pants on. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta wear pants.
You gotta wear pants because that's bad for daycare if the guy of the daycare is walking around with his wiener hanging out.
That means those kids go somewhere else for daycare.
And the cops come the next day.
Oh,
right?
Okay. One thing I don't do that this article discusses is a lot of affirmations first thing in the morning.
No.
That I'm strong.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
I'm loved. None of that comes to mind.
No, you get those vibes when you come here. From the way that we talk
feel
to you,
so
Todd,
good about each other, right?
You feel strong and loved from the affirmations you get from the people around you here.
I don't need to say that to myself in the morning because I know I'll get that in just a few minutes.
Right. Right. That's what we're for.
That you're the best. Right?
I'm one quick drive away from all the positive affirmations that I need for the day.
And people sit in their car and go, I am like a Stuart Smalley, like I'm a good person. People love me, that kind of crap.
Hey, if that's what you got to do to get through your day, fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You're right. But once again, we get the love from the audience here. Like, shut up, you ass. Yeah. Yeah, I love the show, but you're an ass. Or, we hammer each other. We don't even pick each other up half the time.
Well, it's been so long of not being there in the morning regularly that...
If you are there, you're in the way.
Oh, yeah. If I am there in the morning,
I've done that.
Just get out of the way.
I've done that too.
I've seen people sit in their cars, and I don't know what they're doing, praying, meditating,
masturbating,
contemplating, or masturbating.
Trying to summon the strength to get through the next 8 hours of
waiting
their day.
As long as possible before you have to go into work.
Yeah, a lot of
that
people
too.
Hit their gigs. Somebody's sitting there right now. They're going to be at work at 8:15.
Yeah, we're at a countdown of 10 minutes till the most stressful time of the day in case you're at home listening.
At work they'd be like, "You're late." I'm like, "Yeah, but that's like 10 minutes less I have to be here today." So. Sorry
that's
about
why
that.
I'm late. That's,
by the way,
I'll do the least amount possible throughout the day here.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I met a guy at the live show, Nick, who said he was your boss at the cubicle.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. And Tom Maxwell.
Yeah, and he seemed like he was like the most forgiving guy ever. Because you worked there for a long time, and he said you were really not all that productive.
No, I wasn't.
you admitted that, though.
Yeah.
Was he a dick to you at all?
No, he's great.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. He's a dude who's he was in charge of stuff. Yeah, he's a responsible guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he seemed like it.
See why he's doing that. Yeah.
I don't know if he still does it, but at the previous studio, Jim Sucks would sit in his truck for a few minutes each morning.
Yeah.
Well, again, he didn't want to come and see us.
Yeah, I think he was summoning the strength to deal with us.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think when I asked him, he said he was praying for us.
For us.
For a lot of us.
Yeah.
And now I think he's just reading gun manuals.
Yeah.
For us.
He's just spinning the barrel in his truck. I know he is. What should I do today?
He's got a hobby.
The prayers didn't work, so it's from prayer to guns.
Yeah, so good luck. 8:15 today.
8:15.
That's coming up if you're Central Time in about 10 minutes.
I think that's relative, though. I mean, 8:15, a lot of places, school's already started.
Yeah, I would say 8:15 is probably the most stressful time if the world for you begins at 9. Work or school. It could be 7:15.
Yeah.
I don't know. What time do people go to school these days? No. Early, right?
Yeah, it's probably...
My wife's got to be there at 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter starts at 8:20, I think, is when they start. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think it's probably like 45 minutes to an hour before the kids got to be at school. Seems like it's probably when the...
Or if you don't have kids, you're probably in traffic right now.
Right,
you
go to traffic.
You know, your podcast of the local sports team's press conference ended, so you're bummed out. You know.
April press conference.
Well, the great thing is there's a press conference, and then you can listen to the reaction to the press conference.
To where they're not playing. You know, our four-string linebacker looks pretty good yesterday.
Yep.
That's going to help you.
It does sound like they're doing some innovative things this
But don't
spring.
Forget we to tune in for practice live Saturday morning at 10.
Yep.
No wonder my Riders buddy walked away from you. This guy's a Husker freak, man.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows that better than Husker player.
Yeah, he plays for him.
He's encountered
crazy,
Nick or someone like Nick many other times.
Oh, yeah. Nick asked him backstage at the live show. He said to Noah. He said,
you're a linebacker? I drew up a couple of schemes on a napkin here for
him. Hand him the rule, man, when you get a chance there.
It's a great blitz. Give it a try.
Here's a great blitz package. Hand them to your coach here when you get there. And then Noah looks to me and says, "What, this guy's nuts."
I gotta go.
He's a good dude. Yeah,
I want to take a minute to thank my strength and conditioning coach, Milt Tenneper, for a very good ski season that I had this year. Couldn't have done it without him.
That's an old reference. Holy hell, man. You just gave old Huskers boners right there.
That dude's a legend.
Yes, he is.
Is a trailblazer. Nobody had strength and conditioning coaches before him, and now it's commonplace. All of college football has
that.
You know what's commonplace, too? Winning a bowl game or going to a bowl game.
Yeah, well, peering in one.
Yeah.
True. Peering in one.
Milt's innovation was he introduced to, I believe it was the 80s Huskers.
Roids.
Steroids.
Steroids.
In addition to a lot of exercises, he introduced steroids, which apparently were very helpful.
Yeah.
Well, you got to stay a step ahead.
Right. You can talk to some of the Huskers who played in the mid-80s, and they will tell you that the steroids were very helpful.
And they'll also tell you the year they got their tail cut off. So. Sorry, everybody did roids. Relax. Chill out.
Check out the 30 for 30 on Brian Bosworth.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was roided out of his mind.
Well, they show Bo Jackson running through him.
It's a good one, man.
Roided out of his mind.
Still the best. So I liked him. That's
who was
a great
the other guy that was a big bust? I think the Packers picked him.
No, he ended up
Tony
playing.
Mandarich. Yeah.
Yeah.
He bust with the Packers, but he came back and had a career with the Colts.
Yeah, but of the top five guys drafted that year, four were deadlock Hall of Famers.
Right. It happens.
And Tony Mandarich.
Yeah.
And who's the one that the Packers picked?
Yeah.
Tony Mandarich.
I was just watching the 30-30 yesterday ran from the Elway to Marino. That whole thing from the 83 draft, it's amazing. You ever see that? Check that out. You know, it doesn't feature Peyton Manning, Nick, so you can get through that. You know, it does feature Elway.
Elway's bad enough.
But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Mr. Skin, a little later on this morning, going to join the program. Later this week, all the guys from the show, comedian friends of ours, of course, and we're also talking to Nikki Glaser.
Glaser on Wednesday and Ted McGinley tomorrow.
What's he pimping now?
He's got a new show on Prime that he is talking about that is called The Baxters.
Okay.
And I was telling you guys off the air, and I'm going to find a clip for it when we talk to him, the show Shrinking on Apple TV.
He was good on that. Yeah,
with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He plays like the neighbor's husband, and he gets the best lines in the show.
He is pretty funny.
He is hilarious in that show.
I've seen most of that series. I haven't seen the whole thing, but it's pretty funny.
And he is good in that, too.
Yeah, I love that show, and I think I'm pretty sure they're doing a season two for that.
That's right.
And of the four players taken after Tony Mandarich, Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, Deion Sanders, and Broderick Thomas.
Yeah.
And who? And I think, was it, who was number one that year? I think it was Aikman.
Troy Aikman was number one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Mandarich was the second pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Four deadlock Hall of Famers and Tony Mandarich.
He used curl a Ford Focus. That's how strong he was.
Oh, yeah.
He was amazing. Also had a rat tail. That's the year he played. He had a rat tail.
You know? Oh, yeah.
That's a good look.
That's badass. I wonder how much a rat tail would affect somebody's draft stock today.
Nowadays they're starting to wear the mullets.
Mullets are kind of coming back for some reason.
I heard my son say rat tail the other day.
Still a choice.
Yeah.
It says something, though.
Like my cousin got married. He had a rat tail, but he had it shoved down into his tux.
That's classy.
Is it?
I think his wife said, I remember that. It was years ago, obviously. But he had a rat tail. And every time I say, remember that rat tail was shoved down below your tux and you got married? He goes, yeah.
Did he pull it out when he was letting loose at the reception?
I don't remember, but I remember he was at his first name's Ty, and he was at the altar, and I'm sitting in the crowd going, where's his rat tail? And I asked him after the, I had to put that in for the wedding.
So Ted McGinley is tomorrow?
Ted McGinley is tomorrow, yes.
And Nikki Glaser on
Wednesday.
Wednesday. And Nikki Glaser is going to be at the Steelhouse Sunday night in Omaha.
Yeah. And she's pimping a new show, right?
Too? Yes.
Yeah. Come on back.